Welcome to the Eddie Height Podcast. I'm glad you joined me on this Friday morning. Tomorrow will be Christmas Eve. Sunday will be Christmas. And I want to just share with you a brief word this morning, and then I want to pray with you and ask God's blessing upon you this Christmas season. I want to just share a passage from the Christmas story that tells us in Luke chapter 1, it tells us about Gabriel's visit to Mary, something very, very important. Mary's response, how she responded to the angel and what he said to her. Verse 37, in the conversation, the angel told her, informed her that her relative, Elizabeth, she said, has also conceived in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. And this is the mother of John the Baptist. And you can read about John the Baptist's birth in Luke chapter 1. And then he said, Elizabeth and John the Baptist, this was also a miracle birth, because now it wasn't a miracle like it happened supernaturally apart from their involvement. It wasn't a virgin birth, but they were advanced in years and had no children, and she was barren. But now she has brought forth, there was an angel appeared to, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was the angel Gabriel appeared to also to Zechariah, and 6 months before he appeared to Mary, and informed him that he and his wife, they were going to bring forth the son, and he was going to be the forerunner, John the Baptist, of the Messiah. And so the angel Gabriel informs Mary of this, and then he says in verse 37, "For with God, nothing will be impossible." Don't you love that? That we serve a God with whom nothing is impossible. Now, I want to share with you what it says in the Greek. Luke wrote his gospel in the Greek. It's been translated into English and hundreds and I guess thousands of other languages. So in the original language, it literally reads, "For no word from God is void of power." Or we could say, "No word from God is empty of power." And the Greek word there for word is rhema. No rhema from God is void of power. In other words, when God gives us a promise, there is inherent power in the promise for it to come to pass, for it to happen. So many places in Scripture that the Word of God is compared to seed. Because you see, you take a corn seed. You don't have to understand all of the science and the mechanics of how that seed can produce a stalk of corn with ears of corn on it. All you have to do is put it in the ground, water it, look after it, because there is inherent power in that seed for it to become that stalk, full-grown stalk with ears of corn. And the angel Gabriel is saying, no rhema, no word from God is void of power. It has the inherent power within it to bring to pass the desired results. Wow. And then Mary responded, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word." In other words, she said, "I accept your word. I embrace your word. Be it unto me according to your word." Let that be our attitude of faith this Christmas season. And as we enter this new year, all the promises of God. Oh, when you're reading the Bible and there's a passage that comes alive to you, that's what a rhema word is. It is a specific word for a particular situation. And that can come to you in different ways. Sue and I have had God speak rhema words to us through the years. And I was just in my mind in prayer, sitting in my chair, lifting my heart to the Lord. This week, I was going through my mind the rhema words that God has given me through the years. Oh, my friends, those rhema words that you know are God's promises to you. Let your heart express. Let it be with your mouth, out of your heart to God. Lord, be it unto me according to your word. And I pray right now for you that this Christmas season and in this coming year, 2023, that you and I will see those rhema words begin to come to pass. I have seen so many come to pass, Sue and I have seen in our lives, but we're believing for more to come to pass, and even ones that have come to pass to be manifested in larger and more expansive ways. So Lord, be it unto my friend, be it unto my brother and sister, according to your promise, according to the word that you have given them, according to the promises that you have spoken to them and planted in their hearts and minds. Be it unto us, O God, according to thy word. For no word from you is void or empty of power, but every one word from you is infused and packed with the power of God. Has the power within it to bring forth the desired results. That's why we've got to embrace it. And like Mary say, be it unto me according to thy word. And just like it came to pass for Mary, it will come to pass for you and for me. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I pray you have a very joyous and merry Christmas, that your weekend will be filled with not only human gifts, but with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, of peace, of joy, of healing, of wisdom and strength. Whatever it is you need, I pray that the gifts of God will be displayed in your life, your family, your home this weekend. And I'm Eddie Hyatt, and this is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast, and I look forward to seeing you next week. God bless.